A nonprofit in Anchorage is the first organization in Alaska that can receive donations by text message. Beans Cafe and the Children's Lunchbox are now able to receive cash through mobile giving. Ken Miller is the development director for Beans and the Children's Lunchbox. He says millions were raised in a short time by text giving to the Haiti Relief Fund. He says at that time, mobile giving was under the purview of large organizations.
And then smaller nonprofits began to utilize the services. It's very economical to get into. And what it gives the opportunity for the nonprofit to do is to get small donations from a different group than maybe their most common individual that they've been giving donations from in the past. It's a much younger, it's the crowd that's comfortable with text donation and mobile giving.
It's a simple process. You text a keyword to a number.
And the keyword for Beans Cafe, for example, is beans, B-E-A-N-S. And I would text that word to 50555. If I wanted to make a donation to the Children's Lunchbox, I would very simply text in K-I-D-D-O, which stands for kiddo, to 50555.
Once you've done that, a message asks you to confirm your $10 donation. If you do, the donation gets added to your mobile carrier bill. Miller says they'll get all but about 30 cents of each donation, and a person can donate up to three times. He says no other nonprofits in the state have used this fundraising method yet, but he thinks it would help out others beyond Beans. The transactions are handled by an outside company. Miller stresses a $10 donation goes a long way when it only costs Beans about $1.20 to provide a full meal.
You have an opportunity to serve 7-8 individuals a hot meal and provide services, whether it's social services, whether it's transportation services, whether it's just shelter during the day and night to an individual in the community that's in need.
Beans Cafe serves between 400 and 500 lunchtime meals each day. You can also help out the Children's Lunchbox program this weekend by donating food at the Spinard Farmers Market on Saturday.